This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I don't care what you do. You got to get involved in the conversation. And anything else, let me tell you what. You really got to get involved in the craziness and push back on these people. You really do. I mean, I know we feel sorry for uninformed idiots. Maybe they're one and the same, I don't know. But you really got to speak to these people. You really got to push back on them. I mean, the newspaper's complaining that they're worried about Trump manipulating the media. First of all, I mean, seriously, in the pure sense of manipulation, I think the DNC and Hillary owned the media, did they not? And the media openly said that they did. You read the emails. What does it say? It speaks specifically to that. Anyhow, it'll make you nuts. When you see the hypocrisy and call them out on it, say to them, wait a minute, you're worried about Trump manipulating the media? First of all, the media were tripping over themselves to get to Trump when they thought he had no chance whatsoever and all they were doing was making fun of him. Now it's a different story. And you want to talk about manipulating the media? Have you read the DNC emails that they've never refuted? Right? They were running stories by the media to see if they were okay to run. What do you think about that? All right, let's see if I can play this clip. This is a great clip, too. The president, in a interview, President Obama, really comes off with some really stupid comments. But, I was going to set you up. I'm not going to set you up. I'm just going to play it and let you hear it for yourself.
My general theory is that if I was clear in my own mind about who I was.
Well, it's already starting to lie. His general, if he was clear, there's no clarity in that mind of his. Are you serious? Listen to him speak.
Clear in my own mind about who I was, comfortable in my own skin, and had clarity about the way in which race continues to be this powerful factor in so many elements of our lives, but that it is not the only factor in so many aspects of our lives, that we have by no means overcome the legacies of slavery and Jim.
This guy's serious. I want you to listen. This guy is serious. We're still in the throes of racism, either pre-1860s or in the early 1940s. Listen to him.
Aspects of our lives that we have by no means overcome the legacies of slavery and Jim Crow and colonialism and racism, but that the progress we've made has been real.
So, no, I'm sorry.
Just that we no means overcome the legacies of slavery and Jim Crow. And
so we, by no way, he doesn't say we, you know, we're making progress, but it sucks and it's slow. No, no, he doesn't say it at all. He says, by no means. So apparently, if you're familiar with the Jim Crow Act, laws, whatever, apparently we're still not teaching black kids how to read. Well, wait a minute, that might be true. I mean, from an educational standpoint, I don't think we're teaching black kids or African-American kids, whatever you want to call them, properly. Because I've always said on this show that the ones who take the biggest beat and the ones who take, who really get screwed on education are the blacks. The black community as a whole. And it ain't because of whites. Because of the system, for sure. But back to El Presidente here. He really believes that we're still the Jim Crow days. So we're still hanging people. We're still hanging black men for touching white women. We're still hanging white men for teaching black people how to read. I mean, this guy really said this. This is the idiocy that goes along with the Joe Bidens of the world. Says, I want you back in chains. And he does it with a little, remember, he did it with a little twang, whatever. They want y'all back in chains. It's like, really? Give me that, will you? You can't feel that. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Take a listen. This is the president thinking. Right? This is the president thinking. We're still stuck in racism. Take a listen.
Colonialism and racism. But that the progress we've made has been real and extraordinary. Uh-huh. If I'm communicating my genuine belief that those who are not subject to racism can sometimes have blind spots or lack appreciation of what it feels to be on the receiving end of that, but that doesn't mean that they're not open to learning and caring about equality and justice.
Right, so we don't care about equality and justice. We don't care about anything. All we care is about keeping the black people down. That's what we care about. And this guy's serious. He's not joking. He's dead serious. I'm Joe with Senior Host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I promise, and we'll get to the attack on Christmas here in a second. I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm like a little kid in a candy store. You know, I get two or three links that El Presidente Oblamo is trying to blame everybody else for his woes but him. But he's never taken responsibility for anything. So this is nothing new for any of you that have listened to the show for any length of time. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We have a live Facebook feed going on. We can get involved there as well. And you want to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. You heard it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Y'all think that we hate everybody. So I thought I'd lay it out in plain, simple English. And for those of you who didn't even done graduate in sixth grade, you can read it too. Seriously, I wrote it that way. And you'll get something out of it, I promise. So Mr. Oblamo is really, really having a problem with the fact that America hasn't let go of the Jim Crow laws. Racism runs rampant. However, most people in this country say that we were on a path of healing. Even black folks, go figure, said that things were getting better until the black man showed up in the White House. Then it just got worse for black folks. Doesn't make any sense, but it does make Obama.
To racism can sometimes have blind spots or lack appreciation.
He's talking about white people who aren't really racist, but they might be because they might have blind spots or lack of appreciation for what a black person does. Let me put it to you this way. I don't care what color you are. Can you fix my plumbing? Good. Can you fix my electrical? That's great, too. Can you, you know, redo the woodwork, paint the house? I don't care what color you are. You give me a good price, you do good work, and I just don't care.
Can sometimes have blind spots or lack appreciation of what it feels to be on the receiving end of that, but that doesn't mean that they're not open to learning and caring about equality and justice, and that I...
Yeah, yeah, because he's the only guy that cares about equality and justice. And black people are the only people that care about equality and justice. Whites couldn't possibly, Asians couldn't possibly, Hispanics couldn't possibly believe in equality at all. Think about the party you're in, Mr. Oblamo. Where is their equality?
I can win them over because there's goodness in the majority of people. If I always felt that if I really knew that and I just communicated it as clearly as I could.
I don't know what he, the only thing he's been able to communicate clearly without really even working at it, frankly, is how inept he is.
That I'd be okay. Another way of saying this is there's not been a time in my public life or my presidency where I feel as if I have had to bite my tongue. There have been times in my public life where I've said, how do I say this diplomatically? How do I say...
You mean like when you said, hey, elections have consequences. I won. Deal with it. Remember that one? Yeah, I guess he wasn't biting his tongue then either. But it's okay. I'm actually good with that stuff. As long as you can take what you dish out. As long as it's equal. And then another lovely lady. I got to get this one out of the way. It's only about 30 seconds long. I think you can handle. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's longer. I don't know. But even this wonderful piece of human, she's calling for Trump to step down before he even takes a seat. And if you think about this, here she is, always screaming about these self-righteous feminists sitting at that table. Well, actually, there's one or two. Isn't there from time to time there's one or two conservatives on that? Yeah, the View. Yeah. That's because they can't combat any more than one. Think about that. As a conservative, one on four, and they're nervous. I love it. That's wonderful. Anyway, so. This one that's always talking about the Constitution and being righteous and doing the right thing and what have you. What are they just hate the man and so much. They hate him so much, it doesn't even matter that he won in a constitutional way. They don't care. He needs to step down, according to Joy Behar.
Mm-hmm. Of this country is discrediting the organization that basically protects us from foreign invasion.
Exactly.
From isn't it time for him to step down? I mean, he has to step down before the inauguration, before they give him the nuclear codes.
Also,
we are at risk.
Yeah, the problem, Joy, is you're forgetting that the guy that we gave the nuclear codes to couldn't find them for 30 days and didn't have the spine to tell anybody that he couldn't find him because he was too busy chasing down other tail other than his wife in the White House. Remember him? He was doing the Vice President, you know, Vice President Mondale's daughter in the copy room. You know, that's why he couldn't find the nuclear code. But I don't have any problem with that because that's immorality. They're fine with that. So as long as he lost him having sex with somebody that wasn't his wife, I guess that's okay. And it actually took a CIA agent, or I'm sorry, a Secret Service agent, to once ask the president, sir, do you have the codes? And he said, yes. And they said, well, can I see them? He said, well, I can't find them right now. I can't put my hands on them. He said, well, I have to see them in order to make sure they're valid, sir. I mean, think about that. But it was okay to give him the codes. It was okay to give her the codes. You know, there's no rumor. It's actually truth. The Secret Service agent talked about how Mr. Clinton gave some of our stealth secrets to China to keep them quiet about something that we did to them. I want you to think about that.
And the President of the United States is fighting with the CIA.
So apparently she's speaking at a communist rally. Did you hear all the applause in the background? Oh, so somebody had their finger on the communist button for applause. Okay, I got it.
That is a terrible thing.
It's 17 agencies saying there's an issue.
Exactly.
No, you idiot. 17 agencies actually said that they couldn't corroborate anything. There was absolutely no connection back to the Kremlin, back to the Russians, or back to Putin, whoopee. So why don't you, you know, if you got on a plane and really went away, like you said you were leaving forever, we would all be chanting your name as you left. Like, whoopee, I'll see you later, gotta go.
Yeah, it's not one
right.
or two, it's 17
no,
of them.
Wrong.
And they all didn't like Mrs. Clinton.
Right.
You know, they're not there for her, but, you know, it can't be bad just because it's not good for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're fighting with China.
Yeah.
You haven't even become president yet, and you fight with all these folks, and I get...
Well, it's about time you start fighting with China. See, these people who have money on the left, they don't get it. They just don't. Because it's nothing for them to go to the store and buy items from outside the country and pay. It's just nothing for them. You talk about somebody who's lost connection, they have totally. The elite on the left have totally lost connection with the average American. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Be back. Got to pay for the show. If you believe in capitalism, you understand. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at March of Dimes, www.mindfulnessinternational.org/tomorrow.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up, and he was gone with the draft.
All I need is one of them army, what are they, wax skirts or something like that? What are they called? The women in the army, weren't they wax or? Which is really probably not a good name to have, you know, because in my neighborhood a whack was, you know, if you whack somebody they were dead, you know what I mean? Anyhow, I'm John with senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to Joy. Boy, you know, you already knew where I was going with that, right? Her dad, I mean, really, what a sense of humor this man had. She must have been born looking like she'd been sucking on a lemon. He goes, okay, let's try this and see if it works. Maybe if people keep calling her Joy, she'll straighten out. I don't know. But then she surrounded herself with a bunch of hateful people. They call us hateful. Hateful people. You know, wouldn't it be great? I'd love to do this and not let them know what was going on. I'd like to have two separate rooms. We have one room that has five conservative, hardcore conservative women, and one room that had the people from The View. We'll take the conservative out of there. We'll give them five liberals that fit on The View and give them the same two or three topics to talk about. Wouldn't you love to replay that later and see how it played out? See how they discussed it? See the direction they went? See who was more tolerant? I think that would be a great idea. But what do I know?
That you want to see other stuff done, but again, for me, if you really want to...
For you? You said once before you'd move, so why don't you just say, we can't believe, Whoopi, we can't believe anything you say until you actually move. Till we see you setting up shop. And here's the deal. You all want to move to Canada. What are you afraid of in Mexico? I mean, seriously. Go to the Caribbean. Go to Africa, right? You refer to yourself, those of you who refer yourselves as African American, I'd love to go to Italy. I wouldn't have a problem going there if the United States blew up.
You got to talk about bringing jobs back. You got to talk about manufacturing.
He hasn't talked about any of that, Whoopi. Has your head been so far in the dark place that you just haven't heard any of that? She's another piece of work. See, he knows how to do it. Your buddy talked about it, did absolutely nothing, made it worse. You know, I'm sure she's buying that 4.6% unemployment number. And I'm sure if I sat through next to her and said to her, explain the 94 million Americans still out of work. Explain what happened to the 400,000 people that came off the unemployment rolls. Explain those to me. She couldn't do it. She wouldn't even know what I was talking about, I'm sure.
factories all over this country that have been closed down. People have been out of work for a while.
There you go. See, factories have been closed down. People that have been out of work for a while. Trump gets in, and within what, 30 days, he saves 1,100 jobs? Not to mention the jobs around it. The Japanese business owner who's going to bring 50,000 jobs to the country. The other one had 8 years to pull this off. What happened? Another company that was going to leave is going to stay and add 10,000? I mean, I realize it's yet to be seen, but man, there were people at least talking about the jobs coming to this country. Instead of Mr. God, I'm going to pop a vein. I don't know how he does that.
I understand. You want to bring jobs back? This is how you do it. You don't go to Russia because they don't do well by their own.
How do you know? Whoopi, how many jobs have you created for somebody? Now, I know you got some production companies. I know that kind of stuff. So you've technically you have. But it's in your business. It's in your area of expertise. And, man, frankly, I don't know. How many jobs have you really created? How much money have you actually put in somebody's pocket? How many negotiations where you didn't give somebody what they wanted? Are you paying for their health care? Do your women and men get paid the same amount of money?
They don't really look out for their own people.
See, people in the Democratic Party are against each other. Because there's a lot of Dems that like that communism. They like that socialism. They tell you it does work. Apparently, she didn't get that memo.
Question, though. We were talking about it this morning at the Hot Topics meeting. Why is he so interested in being embroiled with Russia?
Money.
And it must be personal wealth, because now...
He's got billions of dollars. He doesn't need to be involved in Russia. See, isn't it funny on the libs? Everything has to do with money. When it has to do with a right-wing conservative, it has to do with money and cheating and self-aggrandizing, right? What is it? But when it comes to a Dem, no, they're holier than thou. I'm sure the millions of dollars that Clinton took from the Haitians and didn't do what they were supposed to do with the money they got for the Haitians, I'm sure that went to some other great and wonderful, I don't know, maybe they fed kids all over the world. I don't know what they did with the money. And apparently they don't know what to do with their money because the Haitian people are asking for them to be audited, and they won't allow it to happen. Now, if you got the money in that you were supposed to give to somebody, and you're running around telling everybody you gave it to somebody, and that everybody wants you to be audited, why not just get the audit done? Wouldn't they find the money you sent? Couldn't they verify? Or did you do it in some secret way that nobody can track it? I mean, seriously, you got hundreds of millions of dollars to help the Haitians out. They got a $30 million school that is, what, 40 miles away from anybody. How does that help them?
Now, for Secretary of State, he wants to nominate the Exxon CEO.
So this Russian interference is why I like...
So let me see. So the Exxon CEO who had to, or has had to, I think he's got over 50 major offices across the world. He goes right to the prime ministers or the presidents of these companies, so he doesn't have to deal with all the regulation and the red tape. So they know who he is. He's had to negotiate with them in the past. Remember, he doesn't own Exxon. So if he negotiates with Putin for something, it's not like Exxon is going to put more money in his pocket to speak of. And one was a business dealing. This is a whole different animal. But again, like I said, nobody had that problem with Obama's administration. Nobody had that problem with people that he was hiring that had other interests. People they were hiring that weren't qualified for the jobs. The ambassadors across the world that are out there because they were money bundlers for Obama. Not a word, Whoopi. See, we call that hypocrisy in the real world.
A lot of people are concerned with Trump's reported pick for Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Okay, Exxon.
I like that. A lot of people. You ever notice that there's no number there? There is, and she can't even stick her finger on it. You also said a lot of people were worried that a lot of people weren't going to vote for him. You were wrong. Right? A lot of people didn't like what he was saying, and that's what was going to keep him from becoming president. You were wrong. And you also said you were going to move the candidate if you won. You were wrong. I don't know. That's three strikes. You're done.
CEO, I was going to get to it, actually.
Sorry.
Rex, that's all right. So listen, a man with strong ties, business ties to Russia and personal ties to Vladimir Putin. Now, does this...
Personal ties? What, they have family together? Maybe they have a timeshare. I don't know. Maybe they bought a boat together. Personal ties. What, his daughter marry his son? Or vice versa? I mean, what's the personal ties? They own a bowl of stock in the same company? Versus the fact that he's had to work deals with Vladimir, which is what business people do. Deals.
Oh, like the deal Obama did?
Yeah, like the deal Obama did with Cuba. Like the deal with Obama did with Iran. Yeah, people work deals. Although they know what they're doing. They know how to work deals. The other guy?
To bother anyone?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
But yeah. Paul Manafort, who used to be his campaign director, he had to quit because of his ties to Russia. I mean, do we have to wait till the...
Yeah, but see, what about Hillary's campaign manager, who has a direct tie to Russia with a contract to work for a bank that's under Putin's control? What about that, Joy? Hello, Joy. Yeah, you're not really interested, are you? You guys, you make me nuts with this stuff. It's just total. You could say they just missed it. I don't buy it at all. I believe now, at this particular point in time, from what I've seen happen over the last few years, they know exactly what they're doing, and they don't care. They don't care if they mislead you. They don't care if they drag you down the wrong road, as long as they get exactly what they want. They will try to get exactly what they want at any cost, and they don't care who they hurt.
Hammer and sickle is on the American flag before we stand up to this guy?
Wow, but you're okay with... you're okay with having open relations with Cuba. You want to talk about the hammer and sickle? You're okay with that. Not a word. Again, you can't take them serious. They're hypocrites. Big-time hypocrites. And ignorant, too. Do they not understand what they're talking about? Do they not understand what it means to be in a communist/socialist nation? Apparently not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.
These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website or Amazon.com and look at do a search. Matter of fact, if you go up to Amazon, at least you'll be able to read a page or two, and you'll find out, I got to have this book. That's exactly, I guarantee that's what you're going to say to yourself. Once you get up to Amazon, you're going to say, I got to have this book. And you want to do a search on the on Ramblings of a Right Wing. Okay, I'll wait. Write it down. Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Come on, you're going to love it. If you like what you hear on the show, you're going to love what you read in the book. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And no, I don't want to do that one. Which one do I want to do? God, this is nuts. I just had it up on my screen. Oh, that's this one. This is what I've been meaning to get to for the whole hour. But you guys distracted me. That's what it was. It's your fault. So school choirs are barred from performing at the annual nativity scene. That's right. School children in Wake County, North Carolina. North Carolina, isn't that the Bible Belt? How does that happen? You guys give it up? You just give it up, right? Somebody says no, you go, okay. So school children in Wake County, North Carolina will no longer be allowed to sing Christmas carols at the annual Nativity celebration after they received a complaint from the Freedom From Religion Foundation Freaks, a Wisconsin-based group of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers. You have to start pushing back on these people. Why do you let them win? There are law firms all over this country that will help with these things. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation said that the performances at the annual Apex Christmas Nativity celebration were unconstitutional and could not continue. The whole purpose of the event is to display and honor Nativity scenes, which highlight an exclusively Christian aspect of the holiday season, rather than a secular Christmas celebration. Now, I want you to think of that. Even you low IQ people, I want you to think about this. Listen to these words. A secular Christmas celebration. Come on, think about this. How in God's creation, and if you don't believe in God, I don't know what to tell you, can you have a secular Christ? Can you have a secular religious event? It's impossible. Christmas, in the very word, is the Christ Mass celebration. Christ, remember him? So even if you don't believe in him, there is no way you can have a secular. Can you have a secular Ramadan? Go ahead, let me see you try to push that at the local mosque. Yeah, we want you to celebrate Ramadan, but can you make it a little more secular? The FFRF attorney Patrick Elliott wrote a complaint to the district last year. Students are intentionally brought to church to be exposed to hundreds of depictions of Christian legend of Jesus' birth. Legend? Okay. Well, that makes you happy. That makes you swallow better at night. I don't know. Anyway, the school district decided it would be best to ban student course, because they're a bunch of cowards. They really are. I'm not suggesting that they waste all kinds of school money, but there's already been case after case after case after case after case in the courts over Christmas celebrations. 9.5 out of 10 of them, guess who wins? The Christian groups. So the school decided, instead of arguing with these freaks, let's just ban them all. So they let the freaks win. And they make it harder for everybody else. And there's a bunch of young kids. See, they don't mind. Really, seriously. We don't get vindictive. If the Christians would get vindictive for a couple of years at the elementary school level, these kids would be wearing white. There'd be no colored candy. There'd be no display of any kind of anything. We could beat it down using their own fight, their own words. Now, no one was particularly happy with the outcome of this. The school district spokesman Tim Simmons told the local news source. Some schools have been participating for several years. The annual event is a 3-day celebration of the birth and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's sponsored by the Church of Latter-day Saints. When school choirs ask students to attend church, a church event, a reasonable student will perceive that the school is endorsing religion. No, they won't. You're an idiot. I mean, think about it. You're an idiot. They're endorsing that religion. So if they send them to a Catholic church, will they be endorsing that religion? If they send them to a synagogue, would they be endorsing that religion? If they send them to a Buddhist temple, would they be endorsing that religion? I'm just trying to understand. Can you imagine the grade school choir going in there to sing? They see the nativity scene, they drop to their knees and convert. We wouldn't want a whole bunch of kids doing that now, would we? We'd prefer them to trip into a clinic somewhere, be able to get be able to be taught how to have sex a multitude of different ways, how to put on a condom properly. That makes so much more sense than anything else. And now that abortion is on the decline across the country, now that even premarital sex is on the decline, why do we need all those pregnancy centers? I'm kind of confused. You fought for them when promiscuity was at an all-time high, when sex just to have sex because you felt like it was at an all-time high. I don't know. Isn't it supposed to work both ways? Now, Stephen Bodhane, who oversees the Mormon congregation in Wake County, said that he assured that there never had been any proselytizing at the celebration. There usually isn't at Christmas tree celebrations. You know, any of that. Some of these groups want to remove Santa because he's a religious figure. Again, I say, show me in Scripture where Santa exists. They throw it out. You believe it. You swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. The writer goes on to say there's never been a single incident or concern in the past 13 years. In fact, these schools often look forward to it because it's such a beautiful venue to perform. Churches are great places to sing, do what they're doing. Now, you know what I would do? I would have one or two of my friends put together a, I don't know, some kind of Christmas club. And the kids in the choir could join it if they wanted to. And they could do all of this stuff after hours or before school. Or on the weekends. When they do most of it anyhow. Take it away from the school. Don't let the school deal with it. And then watch those freedom from religion freaks go out of their minds, right? Now, the Freedom from Religion Foundation says that they're dedicated to the separation of church and state, which doesn't exist in the Constitution. But in reality, they're just a bunch of mean-spirited, Christophobic agitators. I agree with that. And notice that they prey on small towns. They don't prey on the big towns. They prey on the small towns that they know can't afford it. They're gonna take it out one little toenail clipping at a time. Yes, I said that because some people find that extremely gross, as gross as I find these FFRF people. You know, these FFRF guys, their brand of hostility towards religion, towards Christ especially, is just amazing to me. You know, they wouldn't have to bully people to submission, said Hiram Sasser with the First Liberty Institute. That's a law firm that specializes in religious liberty cases. FFRF said that they took action after a concerned parent complained, obviously someone who has a checkered past with jolly old St. Nick, probably. But if you think about it, again, with the one parent, the one kid, would they do the same thing for me and my one child? My one Christian child who didn't like something you were doing or displaying on the wall the way you spoke about stuff. You know, with all due respect, how many times do you hear an elder, a person of authority, either say, "Ah, oh, Christ," or "Ah, oh, Jesus Christ," right? And for you hardcore Christians, the Lord will forgive me. I'm using it as an example. Don't worry about it. I'll deal with it. You just pray for my soul. But how many times do you hear somebody say that? Right? And we're supposed to be okay with it. It's cool. It's all right. But when it's the other way around, if somebody uses that in an honorable way, it's terrible. It's nasty. It's disgusting. Somebody might hear you. Somebody might see you. Yet again, as I said the other night, we're good with prayer rooms in public schools. No. Before you lose your mind, they're not Christian prayer rooms. They're Muslim prayer rooms. Because Muslims have special prayer needs, and schools accommodate. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel so inclusive? Yet I guarantee you that if the Christians wanted a chapel or a small chapel on campus, a small prayer room that they could bring a Bible into, watch the place explode. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You can listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. We'll be back tomorrow. Really, don't go far. We're here. I'll catch you later. Have a great rest of the day.